ben ik klaar om met Paul zo meteen op stap te gaan door Hull. Hij gaat ons rondleiden. Hij laat ons de mooiste plekken van Hull zien. Wij maken daar ook een aantal opnames van. Dan hebben we Hull eigenlijk gehad. Behalve dan nog het bezoek aan de Diep morgen. En dan gaan we natuurlijk verder Oost-Yorkshire verkennen. Then you involved with Hull, but also East Yorkshire. What can people see in East Yorkshire?
Well, I mean, the variety of things we have on offer in Hull and East Yorkshire really is spectacular. We have the city of Hull, we have the countryside, which is the area north of Hull. We have the Yorkshire Wolds, we have the area around Beverley, and then we have the coast. We have the East Yorkshire coast. So we have Bridlington, Flamborough. We have the best place in the UK to see seabirds at RSPB Bempton. We really do have a great variety on offer. We have medieval. We have a fantastic medieval market town called Beverley, which is nearby. And then, as I say, we have the Yorkshire Wolds. We have Driffield, which is the capital of the Wolds. And there is a huge amount of walking, cycling, horse riding that you can take part in, as well as golf, horse racing. You name it; it's all available in the region.
Nature, culture, sports.
It's all here.
Yeah. People who want to see this all, you have. Is it possible in one day?
You could try in one day, but I think you would maybe need a long weekend at least. Yeah, the region is quite a large region. You can get to Bridlington from Hull very easily, as well as Beverley, either by public transport. You can use the bus or train from the interchange that you arrived in Hull in Hull from. And yes, you can easily access most parts of the region via those methods.
All the things we can see, all sort of activities on the website?
They're all listed on the website, visithullandeastyorkshire.com. It's all broken down, so if you have a particular interest, then it's all laid out very easily for you to find.
And natuurlijk op de site van Visit Britain in Nederland of in België.